Possible freedom for Iranian-American journalist Roxana Saberi, who was convicted in Iran last month of spying for the United States. Joining us now is New York Times reporter in Tehran, Nazila Fati. Nazila, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, the wires are reporting that her lawyer says she's been freed or is expected to be freed today, and that the court on appeal has actually reversed her conviction. What are you learning?
Yes, I learned from the lawyer about 20 minutes ago that they are expecting her to be released any minute. Her two lawyers, along with her parents and many other journalists, are waiting outside the prison. And she could be released any time. It's late in the afternoon now. So she's definitely going to be released because they've been informed that she would be.
And according to the reports we have, her jail term was reduced for spying from 8 years to a suspended 2-year sentence, which means she can be released, and that she will be prohibited from being a journalist in Iran for the next 5 years. This is a strong message to her, which I'm sure will be welcomed, but it's also an interesting message to the U.S. government, don't you think?
First of all, it shows that the charges against her were not valid. According to her lawyer, the lawyer said that on Sunday they argued that the two countries were not at war, so spying charges were not valid. And that's how the earlier sentence was reduced.
Well, that's...
The fact that she's released, I think, is a big step, and it shows that Iran is welcoming overture from the United States.
In a small sense and in a big sense, a welcome step. Nazila Fati, New York Times reporter in Iran, talking about the impending release of Roxana Saberi. Thank you very much, Nazila.
You're welcome.
Now we've got John Line, a BBC Tehran correspondent. The AP is now saying that Iranian-American journalist Roxana Saberi has been released from an Iranian prison today. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we understand she has been freed. I'm outside Evin prison now. Nobody's actually seen Roxana Saberi leave the prison. However, her lawyer came out to say that she'd been freed, and all the journalists now left, so we obviously trust that that is true. We believe she's headed off to her apartment, which is in another part of Tehran. And the good news is that Roxana Saberi is free. She's been released after her sentence was reduced from 8 years in prison to 2-year suspended sentence, so that she doesn't have to serve that immediately. She can go. She's free to go. She's free to leave the country, according to her lawyer. And the actual charge has been reduced from one of passing information on to a hostile power just to having access to classified information.
Well, John, thank you so much for the update. John Line, BBC Tehran correspondent.
A lot of implications there for U.S.-Iranian relations. Obama had called for her to be released.
Absolutely.